You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, as always, thank you for the time. Marty and myself here. And, you know, with the season now over, we could talk about today's game, but already Jet fans and the media are spinning it towards the future. And, you know, there's going to be a sentiment that folks are going to think that for you to become the Sam Darnold that we all think you can be, you might need to do it somewhere else, that maybe a change of scenery is necessary. If you were to tell a Jet fan right now that would say that to you, that Sam Darnold, to be Sam Darnold, needs to go somewhere else, what would you say back to that Jet fan?
No, I mean, I want to be a Jet. I believe I can do it here. So, you know, I think for right now, I'm just going to assess this game and assess the season as a whole and go from there.
Sam, how hard is it to do it every single week in and out when you don't have some of your top receivers, your offensive line gets shuffled in and out? How tough is it?
Well, I mean, you know, we got really good guys that are able to step in and do their job. You know, we always talk about that next man up mentality, and we do a good job with that. So we got guys who are able to step in and do a good job. I feel like today I just personally didn't play well enough for us to win.
You know, Sam, to become that player that I think we all have seen, the DNA is there that you can become. I know it's fresh, the season just ended. But if you were to kind of take a wide-angle lens look, where do you think you have developed the most? And where do you think your game still needs to develop the most in order to become kind of that quote-unquote top-notch quarterback?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Yeah, I just need to be consistent. I think that's the biggest thing is, you know, yeah, I just, there's a couple games here and there where I play well and don't turn the ball over, and there's games where I do and we lose. So I think it's just putting the whole season together and playing consistent that way, which I haven't done yet.
Well, one thing you are always consistent with is you always answer the bell where the media is concerned, where we're concerned, and no matter how many losses there were and how tough some of the games emotionally were, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you always being willing to come on and spend some time talking to us and letting the fans hear your voice as well. So thank you for doing this all year. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you guys.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.